to it. So starting with the first question, Mavur b'Gemara Lama Beta Mabiz, Shnuch b'Rabba v'Rav Yosef, Ma Adin im Amachsek Motzi Shtar v'Marikama Omer Shtar Zayfahu. So just the cases where Rabba and Rav Yosef are arguing about what's it if a Machsek brings out a Shtar and the Marikama says that this Shtar is Zayfa, it's forged. The Machsek Omer Shaya Lo Shtar Ma'alya v'Neba, and the Machsek like, afterwards like leans down and whispers and says head to Rabba, by the way, you know, the star that I had was I mean, this star is obviously is forged, but I had a good star and then I lost it. So that pair of star is the Ifa, the Fi Rabbi Nachman El the Arif, the Fi Rashbam. Okay, fine. So let's start with that first part of the question. So what's this forged star according to Rabbi Nachman on the Rif? So Rabbi Nachman says it's a star amana. It's kamo mizuyaf and it's not like this fully like invalid thing. So just the question is we are throwing this term a lot like a shtar amana, but what does that actually mean? What does it mean that the document that's not like full blown mizuyaf? So Rebbe didn't ask for this. I think it's just important to know when we're saying a term like what it means. So the Rashi in Ksuva says that the cases where a guy knows that he'll borrow from a malve, he writes up a document and gives it to the malve, but nothing's actually like occurred yet. The Lova assumes that the malve will only collect if the Lova actually asks the malve for the loan. Meaning that the Lova writes up this whole entire document for the situation when the malve will want to collect from him. But he hasn't nothing's actually occurred right now. It's kind of just like an empty document. So that's kind of the case of a shtar amana, where it's not like a full blown totally usser document that's totally mizuyaf, but it hasn't really taken effect yet. Nothing's really occurred yet. So it's kind of like empty. So that's what a shtar amana is. So that was Rabbi Nachman on the Rif. They say that the case is a shtar amana. It's not a full blow. It's not fully invalid. But the Rashbam says that no, we're dealing with over here is a case where it's shtar mizuyaf mamash. But this document can still be mekayim and basted. So that's what the Rashbam says. So lama lo rasu ha Rabbi Nachman al Rif lefarish kmar Rashbam. So why do they feel the need to give a different explanation? Why are they so? Why did they say this thing like shtar amana? If you would think like going through the sugya, you would think, oh, it's talking about a shtar mizuyaf mamish. Where are they getting this shtar amana thing from? So for that, we brought in the Meiri and the Yad Ramah to explain what's going on over here. So the Meiri says that if it was a shtar mizuyaf mamish, if it's like the case that the Rashi was referring to, then this would be a case of amigo diare. So how would this be a case of amigo diare? So it's that once they realize it's a shtar mizuyaf, Beis Din is gonna want to investigate it. And maybe it'll become mizuyaf, and this guy's going to lose out on everything. Even though he said it really was a good document, but when Basin looks into it and sees that this document is mizuyaf, then this guy is going to lose everything. And it doesn't matter that he might have had a good one in the past, but if this document's bad now, it's over. So therefore, the guy would be scared to make the initial claim that it's a mizuyaf mamish. But he wouldn't necessarily be so afraid to say that's a shtar amana, and therefore the migo would actually work in that situation. But by a shtar mizuyaf mamis, that would be a migo diyaret. So that's the meiri. The Yad Ramah says that if it's a real shtar mizuyaf, then there would be no migo. If it was shtar mizuyaf mamish, then the migo wouldn't be able to take effect. So why? So what's behind the Yad Ramah? Why is he saying that? Because we said that the whole idea of migo is based on amali l'shaker. Meaning that we are all kilu like Edim, and testifying to this guy's truth, testifying that this guy is a good person, and therefore whatever he's saying is MS. Yet if we know that he was Meshaker, right? If we know for a fact that he was Meshaker, then how can by saying that really this you know I had a good this document's bad, but I'm lying about this document, but I had a good one in the past. Then how can we say that he isn't a Shakran, right? But the whole concept of Migo kind of falls away. We know he's a shakran because Hadas Bal Din Kamei Edim Dami, and he tested and he said on himself that this is a bad document. You have Uriah Brewer, he's a shakran. So if you think Uriah Brewer is a shakran, then how can Migo take effect where we're testifying on his truthfulness and on the fact that he's an upstanding citizen and that he's telling the truth. So based on all of this, we said so right now the Rabbi Nachman and the Rif look really good. Looks like the case should be a shtar amana. So how we didn't address how the Rashi would address both the Meiri and the Yad Ramah, but at least for the Meiri, how the next part of the question, my Yashiv Rashi would tell us how Yad Ramah. So how would he respond back to that? So, second. So, yeah. So the question is, how can Migo work over here according to the Rashbam? So we explained in Shir that there are two different types of Migos, right? There's the classic sense of Migo that we've been discussing. There's also another idea of Migo called Pesha Aser. It's a Migo di Bayis Shasek that if I wanted to, I could have stayed silent. And this isn't a regular Migo. And that's really the situation over here. Is this guy could have kept his mouth shut and not said anything. But he opened up his mouth. So therefore, Pesha Aser creates this din of bialis, where you own the situation. You're the one who's making it aser, you're also the one who can make it mutter. Therefore, even if he's a shakran, according to the Yad Ramah, he's still in charge of the situation, right? He made himself a shakran, but he can also get himself out of this. And if he's in control, if he's in control of the situation, if he created the situation, he's in control of the situation, therefore he should be believed. And that's why the Rashbam says, even if it's Shar Mizuyef Mamish, maybe according to Rabbah, he should still be believed. That was all question number one. So going on question number two. Lefi HaGemara, Lama Rav Yosef Sover Besugah Deshar Zifa Deina Masak Ne'eman B'Migo. So I wasn't sure exactly what Rabbi wanted from this, besides for like what Rav Yosef just like says in the Gemara, that how can you rely on the Shtar? It's a Chasa Ba'alma. So how can you win with Amigo? I wasn't sure if that's just what Rabbi wanted, but that's what the Gemara says, that he says it's a Chasa Ba'alma. I thought that maybe he wants the Rashbam, that the Rashbam says that Rav Yosef is saying that this isn't a case, that this case doesn't have Amigo, and why wouldn't the Amigo work over here? Because usually Amigo has two like believable tainas that would be an MS, and this is like a Amigo with Makom Edim, and the Koach of this individual through the Shtar. I wasn't sure if everybody wanted that, about like that shot, so I guess we'll just keep it simple. He says for the Gemara, so we'll say it's that Rav Yosef says it's a Chasa Almas, therefore he can't. So how can you win with Migo if the Tainas fall away? So B'ketzad Bir HaRitva B'Shem HaYesh V'Farshim at Sfaras Rav Yosef. So how does Ritva, this is the next part of the question, how does Ritva explain Rav Yosef Sfara that the Migo would not work over here? So the Ritva Yesh V'Farshim says that Rav Yosef holds that once we know the Taina was Sheker, we cannot build a Migo off of this Taina Sheker. Meaning that once we've established, once this guy has admitted that this Shtar is Mizuyaf, then he's created a Taina Sheker. We don't care about whether it was one Taina or two Tainas, it doesn't really matter. You cannot build a Migo off of Sheker. And if a starting point is Sheker, then we can't move on from here. The next part of the question is, so based off of this, I mean, we're going to get this more into the next question, but we kind of started to develop this yesod already, I guess after we discussed the Ritva, about the question is, how do we understand Migo? Is Migo more of a biro, or is Migo more of a Koach HaTaina? So if Migo is more of a biro, being mavar of the situation, and we bring in this Migo to clarify what's going on over here, therefore Anan Sa'adi that we should believe him in this situation. That's what Rabbah would say, right? Biro just explains what's going on, so why shouldn't we believe him over here? He might have been a chakran, he might have said something that was like, you know, that was sheker. According to Rabbi, we should still believe him because the Migo was just there to clarify the situation. So that makes a lot of sense. If it's not working within Bir, we understand why the Migo would work over here. So why is Rav Yosef say that it doesn't work over here? So Rav Nachum says that Migo doesn't only work within Bir, but maybe Migo could be something else. Migo tells us the Koach HaTaina of the Emanas Baldin Batanasa, right? That Migo is telling us the Koach of the Taina. Therefore, the Koach of the good Taina cannot transfer because of the Sheker, right? The idea of Koach HaTaina is that your Taina Tuva, your Taina Reya, and the Taina Tuva, it's like strength transfers into the Taina Reya. But over here, that transfer couldn't occur because we have Sheker over here. And that's what Rav Yosef would hold over here, that the Migo would not work. So that was kind of like you know, just we're kind of touching on this idea of Bira and Koach HaTaina. I think the next question is really what asked was really what's asking for that pshat. So question number three, Tain Betz Rachim Bebir Inin Migo Lefihag Rodabachana Wasserman Wasserman. So what does he say? He says the fundamental difference between Bir and Kochatina, right? That's what I was referencing earlier. That Bir is a Svara that can work through Rov and Adim, and Migo cannot be Motzi Momon, but could be a beerer to the Machzik, right? That it's just like clarifying the situation, and it's being mavired that this person is the Machzik. We said, or it's all about Kochatina. This guy has a few tainas. He has a taina that's good, a taina that's bad, a taina tuva, a taina reya. And even though he has a taina reya, we infuse the koach taina of the tuva into the reya. The koach in his portfolio, works for the bad taina. The bad taina isn't like a sheker taina, but it's a bad taina, and therefore he has a good taina, and the koach of the good taina can transfer into the bad taina. Not the next part of the question. Not kasha haran b'kedushin al divrei hamishna legabe av haomer albito shnish beis ve'u b'disia. So what's happening? So the Mishnah kedushin said that a father is neman say kiyashtia v'gerashtia. Right. He can say that he married off his daughter and then had her divorced if she's a katan. However, we said that by Nishvesu Ufidisiya, the father isn't Neman for Truma or Kahuna, right? That the father is not going to be Neman in this situation. So we mentioned that the Torah gives the father Nemanus by Kedushin, because the Pasuk says, Esbisi Nasasi Lishazad, that I gave over my daughter to this man, right? To this person, and therefore the father has the power to deliver his daughter over to this person and then to divorce her also, and he's Neman. If she's a grusha, she's allowed to have shruma, but not allowed for kuna. Okay, fine. So the question was, so what does the Ran ask over here? We asked, why isn't the father, if we know that he's neman for kidashtia v'gerashtia, right? He's neman to say that she was married and then divorced. So why isn't the father believed by Nishbase when she was captured? Why can't he be Nishbase based on Amigo that he could have said Kiyashtia v'Gerashtia? He knew that if he would have said Gerashtia v'Kiyashtia, he would be believed. And that would have been a better claim. So therefore, why don't we say he's believed that she was kidnapped as well? Why wouldn't that work? Why can't the father believe in Bimigo of Kiyashtia v'Gerashtia by accused of Nishbase? So we brought two different answers. And that's part of the question. Tain bet terutzim to this question, right? So what are the two answers? So the first answer was that we don't say migo for a chetzi taina. So how is this case a chetzi taina? What does that mean? So we said that the taina of nishbeis of upidisiha would make her possible for kahuna and for shruma. Right, because if she was kidnapped, then she has the halachic status of a zona, and therefore not only is she losing her kahuna status, but therefore she can't even have truma as well. However, kidashtiva gerashtia, when someone gets married and then gets divorced, she's only possible to marry a kohen, right? But she's still sheir l'truma. She can still she goes back to her father's home. If she was a bas kohen, she didn't have any kids yet. She would just go back to her father's home, and she can still continue to eat truma. But in this case, with PDCA, right? She can't marry a kohen because she has a halachic status of a zona, and she can't have truma. She comes to Ran to say that he cannot be neman b'migo. The father cannot be neman b'migo because kiyashtia v'gerashtia will not fully help her, right? That would only help that wouldn't help over here for Nishbeis Upidisiya because Kedashtiva Kerashtia only helps with half. It would only help with the Psul Kahuna, but it wouldn't help for the Kasher Latruma part. But that part doesn't transfer over. And then the next answer was that Kedashtiva Kerashtia is a Chiddush in itself, right? That in itself is a Chiddush to say that the father has the ability to be Neman. To marry off his daughter, then to divorce her, and to be neman, and because we had a pasuk for that, right? That there's a chiddush based on the pasuk that we cannot. So therefore, if it's a chiddush in itself, this whole concept of believing him being neman in this situation is a chiddush, then we can't employ that for amigo. the chesh is neiman itself, but not for amigo. So the question was, okay, so what's behind this machlokas? That was the next part of the question, right? Because that's a levar bet deos elu lefia yisod gona v'chanan. So how can we use these two answers to explain v'chanan wasserman? So we said that this machlokas of these two answers fits very nicely into our chakira of birur versus koach hatanya. So Rav Chanan Wasserman wanted to say that by birur we have cases where the migo falls away. By migo, that's a chetzi. He wanted to give the daughter a double psul, right? He wanted to make her pasul to lekahuna and pasul for truma, and initially it is double by the case of kidnapping, right? But the migo kashia would only limit to one psul. Therefore, the birur wouldn't apply because the migo wouldn't work to clarify fully, right? And therefore, if it's not clarifying fully, we'd understand why the reasoning of chatzitaina makes a lot of sense working within birur. But if you say the second pshat of the Ran about chiddush, that fits with koach hatayna. Because if it's all about koach hatayna, this koach is infused back into nishbeis to at least be possible for kahuna. Right, when you're saying nishbeis with pidisiha, and that's only helping with psul lakuna, this taina could still be infused into the taina reya of nishbeis. So comes the second answer to say that a chet taina actually would work, and that would be a valid reason, which is why the Ran felt the need to give a second answer and say, no, really it's not working because it's a chiddush. But if the only reason was chetzi taina, then this migo would actually be a very valid migo. Question number four. Kizad bir rivam et svar sar yosef besugav d'shar d'zifa. So what does the rivam say? So rivam says, we don't say migo lahotzi by mamon. We say a migo lahachzik, the migo could help to strengthen something. But over here, this is a case of being a migo lahotzi, and therefore that's why according to Rav Yosef, the migo would not work over here. So same Gilan's Rachin, Levayer, Svaras, Rabba, Lefi, Rivam. So what are the three ways to understand Rabba according to Rivam, right? Because seemingly he made a great defense for Rav Yosef. So what is Rabba going to say about this idea of migo lahotzi? So the first, the Ramban says that Rabba must hold that we actually do say migo lahotzi, right? That it's mahokas Rabba Rav Yosef. It's a bit like of a chiddush to say Rav Yosef would say that migo lahotzi does work, and Rav Yosef would say that migo lahotzi does not work. We want to say that maybe there's another way to understand Rabba. We brought a mission of Bamitzia, which is our case that we had discussed earlier about where you have two people who grab onto a talis. This one says kula shali. This one says kula shali. And therefore, if that was the situation, if it was both kula shali, we'd split evenly. But if one says kula shali and this one says chetzi shali, the person who says kula shali gets three quarters, and the one who says chetzi gets only one quarter of the talis. And why is that true? Because they're only arguing on half, and are yachalku on that half. So on this Mishnah, Tosafos Bava Metzia comes in and says, what about Migo? Why can't this guy who said Chetzi Shali apply the concept of Migo that I could have said a Migo of Kula Shali, but instead I said Chetzi Shali, so believe me on my Chetzi Shali. So the Rebbe says over here, Migo Lahotzi Lo Amrina. We don't say a Migo Lahotzi over here. We said that, one second. But Tosfos continued to say that maybe he has a migo di bari shasek, and maybe he should be neman because of pesh aser. And this idea that we discussed earlier that Rabba agrees that we don't say migo lahotzi, right? Right? He's neman to. I mean, he's moda to Rav Yosef that we don't say migo lahotzi, but by a case of pesh aser. This is different because the migo would create this bilis, right? And similar, and therefore, Rabba would say that if this migo is creating a sin of bilis, therefore, when this guy makes a claim and then admits to the shar being mezuyaf, we still believe him because he created the situation and he has this sin of bilis based on this idea of Hashasar, and Rava isn't disagreeing about Migo Lahotzi. He agrees that it doesn't work. And our third pshat was Rabbeinu Yonah, that it wasn't a Migo Lahotzi, but it was a Migo Lahachzik, right? Because by him saying, by him producing a shtar, we say that he becomes the muchzak, and therefore when he becomes the muchzak, when he's making the migo, it's a migo lahachzik, and everyone agrees that according to Rabbi, you would say every year that if it's a migo lahachzik, the migo would work, and that's Rabbeinu Yonah. So the next question: Kesed Bir Ari at Sfaras of Yosef, same betain bet Jerafin. So the Ri said two different things. First, he said an idea that was similar to the Ritva. The Ri says that no one mentions Migo Lahotzi in the sugya. So I don't know where the Rivam was getting that from. Rather, the reason must be, but behind Rav Yosef is that there's no Migo because it's built on a meshaker of its tefila, right? That there was a sheker in the beginning, and therefore the Migo won't work. They said that was pretty similar to the idea of the Ritva, a similar idea. But Tosfos, the second shot of Tosfos, there's an inami in the Ri that there's no Migo according to Rav Yosef. Why? Because this is a case of Chozer V'Toen. He changed the lines in the middle of the play. He was saying one thing, and they changed everything. He said the star was good, and then changed his mind, said the star was really bad. But he's a Chozer V'Toen that hurts his Migo. So that was the second shot in Tosfos. So Ma Kasha al Derech HaBet Shal Risa. So what was our question on this idea of Chozer V'Toen? So we had mentioned earlier in this month, this whole entire back and forth about do we say Chozer V'Toen is Neman or not? And maybe there's some room to be Mako, some room not to be Mako. But at the end of that whole entire discussion, we explained that if it's Mitor Liptor, one can be Chozer V'Toen as well if the Eidim hadn't come yet. If the Eidim hadn't come yet and then you were Chozer Mitor Liptor, you'd be Neman in that situation. So therefore, over here, what is the Ri saying over here? If he's being Chozer V'Toen and it's a Ptor Lator, we know that he should be Neman in that situation. And if for Chozer V'Toen, wouldn't be a psul, wouldn't be an issue. Seemingly over here, the guy should be Neman over here as well. Even according to Rav Yosef, is Tosfos throwing, is he picking a side and saying Ptor Lator isn't Neman? What's happening over here? So for this, we brought Rav Shach, who said there's a fundamental difference between Ptor Lator and our case over here. So what's the difference? Usually a Ptor Lator works as such. His first taina wasn't a real taina, and he wasn't so medayik on his first taina. Not that his taina was sheker, but it wasn't like he wasn't so medayik on it. He wasn't being so clear about it. With the intention for a second taina to be the real one, right? So therefore, when Ms. Mitor Lepator, that first Ptor wasn't like a sheker thing. It was that he wasn't so he wasn't being so machpin on what he was saying, but not that he thought it was sheker mamish. However, over here, he's very medayik on his first taina because he wants to buy time or to throw off the ma'ar. Therefore, his first taina isn't a Ptor Lepator, but his first taina is a sheker gamor. So therefore, in that situation, if it's a sheker, then this would not be because of a Ptor Lator, but like a sheker to Ptor. So not necessarily, that's very different than our case. Question number six: Lefia Gemara, Ma'u Psaka Halacha B'Shtar Ze'ifa L'Gabi Karka. So the Gemara on Lama Bet says that Rav Idi Bar Abin says the Paskin like Rabba by Ara. By Ara, we say that the Machzik is on the land. So we leave him with it, and we say that the Migo would work over here. So Ketzad Bir Rashbam at the Pesach. So the Rashbam says that since it is a suffix, he mentions it, that suffix by land we go like Rabba. So we go by the Muchzak, meaning that we have a Machlokas, but the Makom Suffix we need to figure out who the Muchzak is. So by Ara, the Machzik is holding onto the property. It turns out that we follow Rabba. However, by Zuze, we leave it in the hands of the Lovet, because in the second case of the Gemara, by the case of the Zuz, by the Lovet, we leave it in the hands of the Lovet, because in that situation, he's the Muchzak. So it's a Suffik, so we follow the Muchzak to Hashta. Whoever's holding it onto, whoever's Muchzak right now, that's who we're going to follow. And that's the Rashi says, that if it's a Suffik, bottom line, we follow the Muchzak to Hashta. So Ma Kasha Lava Tosfos, Ma Terutso. So what does Tosfos ask on the Rashba? If it's all Medin Suffik, So why do we file the Mossack? We know that by a case of Trey, which we mentioned, we filed the Marikama, and not the Mossack. And we saw in Ksuvis, there was a Trey by Bar Shatia, this crazy guy who would change his mind all the time. And we said that since we have two and two, we leave the property with Bar Shatia. We leave the property with him. We leave the property with the Marikama. So in a suffix, maybe we should give it to the Marikama. So why is that? Why is the Rashi think it's so pasha that it should always go to the that if we have a suffix, it should go to the Machzik. Maybe over here it should go to the Marikama. So what's going on over here? Tosfos answers, and that's the next part of the question. Mati Ruzzo, he answers that it must be there's a difference between Sfeika de Trey Utre and Sfeika de Dina. So now you have to understand. Okay, so what does that mean? What's this click that Tosfos is making? So that's the next part of the question, right? Tain Gimel Drachim Beir Devrayim. So explain three different ways to understand his words. So what's he saying over here? So for this, we brought Rav Akiva Eger, who quotes the Mishnah Lamelech, that we know that when we have a suffix in Metzias, we usually follow the Chazakah. However, this is when there's a suffix in the facts. However, what about when there's a suffix in Huda Paskin, right? By a, what's it called? Usually when we have Chazakah, the Chazakah isn't telling us what the Metzias is or what the details are. But it's telling us, what to do in the situation and how to proceed forward. But in a speaker of the Dina, we don't follow Chazaka. Chazaka is an hanhaga of makom safek. But Chazaka doesn't determine what the truth is. Chazaka tells us to follow it and treat it as though we know what the Messias is. However, Chazaka helps with the Messias, right? It helps us like navigate forward. But you can't paskin a shaila based on Chazaka. So that's what Tosafos is saying over here. By Sveika Utrei Utrei, in that situation, we can follow the Hanhaga of Makam Safik. But that same Chazaka cannot help us Paskin and tell us who we Paskin like by Rabba or by Rabbi Yosef. By the Mossack or by the Marikama. And that was Rabbi Akiva Eger. So the Kovet Shiurim says that it's not really a suffix at all. Your assumption up until now was that it's all a suffix. They said there really could be a suffix in the Metzias. And rather what's happening over here is that we have a suffix machmas chasron nidia. But that's not like a real suffix. Therefore, if the dayanim don't know how to paskin, right, and they're lacking the idea, they're lacking the ideas of knowing how to paskin like in this situation. But they really should know. They really should know what the halacha is. Then they only have one option that's left, and that's shev val taseh. And therefore, we have a case of a sveika de dina, where they don't really know what to do. In that situation, we're going to say shev val taseh. But in trey, we know exactly the suffix is different, and therefore we're going to paskin and say that we go with the marikama. But over here, they really should know what to do, but they don't in the situation. Therefore, we apply this concept of shev val taseh. So that's Rav Akiva Eger and the Kovet Shiurim. We mentioned that then both the Ashitas, it's not really so clear that this is really what Tosfos is saying. Look at the Lashon of Tosfos, he doesn't really mention any of these two ideas. So that was the third part of the question, right? What does Tosfos himself say over here? So we mentioned that Tosfos is really making a chilek between this idea of that really, when it says Sveiko Trey Utrei, that's a command the list no dami. That's when the two trays almost like go away, and therefore we're left with the marikama. So that's not really. But we said like to keep in mind, it's not like they're mamish like canceling each other out. That it's like they're not there, and therefore we side with the marikama. Whereas by a speaker the dina, that's command is no dami. So. So we mentioned that when it's a sveika trey trey is command the list no dami, when it's like they're canceling each other out. Rav Huna said that referencing back to our earlier sugyas that Rav Huna said that each kat can testify separately. Yet we cannot combine these two edim from these different kats because therefore because that would be like a stira. So how does I said outside, how Tosfos would say that Sveiko Trey Trey is like kind of listen to Adami and speak of the Dina as it kind of is to Adami, and that's what Tosfos is saying over here. But what does that really mean? So we had mentioned the Machlokas earlier. We're really going to get into that more in depth in the next question. So I'll kind of just like say it like briefly and just explain Tosfos, and then next question kind of deals with like the more like detailed like Nafkaminas. But just outside, we mentioned the Machlokas Ramban and the Ramban Rashba versus Tosfos. That how do we understand what the case of Trei U'Trei is, and then based on that, how do we pass good into Trei U'Trei? So the Ramban and the Rashba said that Trei U'Trei is a Sfeika D'Oraisa, and therefore, if it's a Sfeika D'Oraisa, we're not going to follow Chazaka, even Minat Torah. Whereas Tosfos said that Trei U'Trei is really a Sfeika D'Rabbanan. If it's Sfeika D'Rabbanan, Minat Torah, we would follow Chazaka. But D'Rabbanan, we're going to be Machmir to consider it a Sfeik. So therefore, based on this Machlokas Ramban and the Rashba, and how we know that Tosfos now holds, we can now explain what Tosfos is saying over here. Tosfos felt that Trei U'Trei is a Sfeika D'Rabbanan, and therefore it's Klan D'Listu Dami. And then you have these two sides that are clashing and weakened, and therefore we treat the Safek as Klan D'Listu Dami. So Minat Torah, we would follow Chazaka, but we're going to be Machmir D'Rabbanan to treat it as a Safek. However, by Sfeika D'Dina, right, where the sides aren't both weakened, both sides are equally strong. We don't really know who to paskin like. The suffix isn't in the like how strong these shitas are if they're weak or strong. Rather, we know both these sides are strong. It's a strong suffix. So we cannot follow chazaka over here. To go either way. But by Trei U'Trei, according to Tosfos, if it's all working in Trei U'Trei, Sfeika D'Rabbanan, in that situation, Min HaTorah, we could follow Chazaka, because both sides are so weakened, we don't really know where to go, so therefore Chazaka can lead the way. But by over here, both sides are so strong that Chazaka is not going to be able to lead the way. So that was all. That was question number six. Question number seven: My pair is Trei U'Trei, Sfeika D'Oraisa. My pair is Trei U'Trei, Sfeika D'Rabbanan. So I kind of said it already, but I'll say it anyways with the two Nafkaminas. So we mentioned that the Ramban and the Rashba say that Trei U'Trei, Sfeika D'Oraisa, and therefore even we don't follow Chazaka even Minat Torah. Whereas Tosfos would say that Trei U'Trei is Sfeika D'Rabbanan, and therefore Minat Torah we're going to follow Chazaka, but D'Rabbanan we're going to be more Machmir to read as a suffix. What are the two Nafkaminas? Two Nafkaminas are, let's say it's a Chazaka Lakula and a Chazaka Lachumra. That was the first Nafkamina. So let's say the case is the case of Chazaka Lakula, and the case of Yaf follows. Let's say there's a case where he threw the Kedushin, and we don't know was it closer to her or not when he threw the Kedushin at her, and that would be a suffix. So what's the din over here? Is she an Eshet Ish, or do we say that she's a Penuya? So if we say D'Oraisa, then we do not follow her chaskas penuya, right? The Ramban and the Rashi would say that Minat Torah, even Minat Torah, we're not going to follow chazaka, and therefore we do not follow her initial status of chaskas penuya. But if you hold it's all that Trei U'Trei is all working working within Darabanan, then Ikar Adin, she is not going to be an Eishes Is, but she is Darabanan. In Minat Torah, we follow the Chazaka. But what if it's a case of Chazaka L'Chumra, and it's pretty much the same case, but a case of Gerushin? What do we say over there by Gittin? So if you say that's the D'Oraisa, then we do not follow the Chazaka, like the Ramban and the Rashba. Therefore, if we're not going to follow the Chazaka if we don't follow the Chazaka, then she would be, in this situation, she would be a case of a Suffolk HD. She wouldn't necessarily know how to treat her. But if you hold, it's all that Trei U'Trei is a Derabanan, then what would Chazal say in this case? They say to treat it like a Suffolk, is that getting treated like a suffix? Yes. If we would treat it like a suffix over here, like the Ramban and the Rashba would want to say, then that would be making it into a kula over here. Because therefore she would only have a suffix ish, Therefore, in this case, we would say that she's an eshet ish b'toras vaday, and therefore midarabanan we're gonna be machmir. So therefore, one nafkamina would be between the two approaches is a chazaka lechumra versus and a chazaka lekula. But more, you know, more essential to our case, that was an older nafkamina that we had seen earlier, but an older nafkamina, the more recent nafkamina was the case of mammon, which we mentioned in shir, which you know a chum lezed is habi kula lezed. So what does that mean? We said that if trei v'trei is a derabanan, then we're going to say that we don't say it's a safek, and we leave as deraisa. In that situation, we actually min haTorah we follow the chazaka. But if trei v'trei is a din deraisa, then we establish it on the mosak, and it's going to be a safek. Okay, so let's move on to question 8. It's a little late. We still have two more questions left. So ketzad bir hari at the psak haGemara. So he said the psak of the Gemara is that the Ri says that we paskin like Rabba Lagamre that amigo lahachzik and not amigo lahotzi. However, by Zuze, the Lobe is muchsak and wins, but he says that we pass like Rabba across the board about this idea of migo lahasik. So that's really the Ri says that makashas al peiros haRamban shes Rabba. So how is that an issue with the Ramban? So the Ramban says that according to Rabba that migo lahotzi would work as well. So how the Ri is saying that migo lahasik would work and migo lahotzi would not work. But the Ramban says that according to Rabba, Migal Lahotzi would work. The Ri is saying that we paskin like Rabba that Migal Lahachzik. So how can we help the Ramban? So we said that the Ramban himself actually answers the Ri up. So Tainbet Jerachim Shevi Ramban Li Yashav Koshev Ber Dvarav. So what would the Ramban say back? So that either you can say one of two things. Either you can say that we paskin like Rabba because the machzik is a milsak in this situation. Rabba might hold in general migo lahotzi would work, but in this situation we're going to say this would be a case of migo lahasik. And the Ramban would say that in this situation it's a migo lahasik. So how is it going to be a migo lahasik over here? Either we say that he doesn't have a shady chazaka, this guy that doesn't have a chazaka, but he had a tvisa, and this tvisa creates a chazaka, which in turn allows for a migo lahachzik to win. That the migo lahachzik strengthens this chazaka. Or we said maybe he had a shady chazaka. He actually had like a real full blown chazaka, not just like a stam tvisa. And therefore the migo lahachzik is going to strengthen that as well. So what is the Ramban really saying? What's behind his first reason? I can understand why a we had a sheni chazaka, why the legal lahasik was strengthened that. But what's the tefisa going to help with? So we said that the raya from the shikas balim is miyad. When the bal is quiet initially, that creates a raya brura for the mahasik, and therefore he has like a bit of muhzakos. He has like something, and they're based on that something. You can make a legal lahasik. Now question number 9. Ma kasha hatosfos ma gemar ksuvis legavi stirin inhu. So Tosfos had said that migal lahotzi isn't said, but in the gemar ksuvis we seem to say that migal lahotzi does work. And what was the gemar ksuvis? We said that Avimi owed money to Bechozi. He sent the money with Chama, and Chama paid and asked these people for the star back. And they claim that Avimi owed a side loan as well. That's the stirin inhu. And this money, this money may have covered the side loans, but he still owed the principal loan. Therefore, they wanted to pay for the real loan as well. And the case came before Rav Avahu, and he asked that if there were edim, Avimi could get his money back. But if not, these people, the Bechuzei, are going to be neman. Therefore, the taina of the side payments, they could have said lo yadvar me'olam, which is amiga lahotzi, meaning that they could have said because there were no Edom, they could have made the Taina. These Bei Chuzei could have said, well, you never really paid us at all. In fact, they were Neman, say that these side payments, maybe they should be believed on this. But what is the situation of making these different Tainas? This really is a Migal Lahotzi of being Motzi more Mamon from Avimi. And therefore, we said over here that they'd be Neman in this situation to be Motzi more Mamon from Avimi. So over here, we see that Migal Lahotzi does work. So what's Tosfos' answer? Answer is that there was a shtar, and that Migal Lahotzi is Neman. You can be Neman if there's a shtar. With a shtar, Migal Lahotzi becomes like a Migal Lahasik. So we asked on this. So that was Mati Rutzo. Makash al Zeh Mahari Avin Leiv. So what does he ask on this? And then what does the Shabbat to answer? And then what does the Ramban answer to this question? And then an Afkamina. Okay. So the Ketzos said that if the shtar represents the Mamun, then a shtar can be collected because the shtar is like is kagavoy dami. It's been collected. So he mentioned this idea that in Sota, that there's a kinoy and a stira. If she was, if there's this jealousy, and also that she was locked in the room with someone, then by Sota she has to drink. But until she drinks, she loses her ksuva. So what if her husband dies? What do we do in that situation? She can't drink herself because the husband has to give her the drink. That's part of the lach. He has to hand her the drink. But she still has this suffix of being kinoy and stira with someone else. So therefore, she has the status of a suffix sota. The question is, what do we do in this situation with her ksuva? Her ksuva is a suffix mamon. So Bishamai says that she gets it because it's omei legavos kegavoy dami, that this document is like is viewed as mamon, and therefore it's kegavoy dami. Beis Hillel says no, it's lav kegavoy dami. It doesn't stand as if it's already been collected. And the Yorshei Abal got the ksuva, and she would not get the money. So based on this, the Mari Evin Lev says, why do the Ramban and Tosfos say that Shara allows for Migal Lahasik in this situation if it's lav kegavoy dami? Who say that this shtar really allows is kegavoy dami, that it's like mamon, that it can be collected over here? Maybe the situation is lav kegavoy dami. So the Shmaita wanted to say that really it's partially kegavoy dami, and that's what allows for the migal hachzik to work. And the Beis Halevi says similarly, it's viewed as kegavoy ktsas. We only reject the migal lahotzi if it's a migal lahotzi lagamre. But over here, it's ktsas kegavoy, and that would be enough. And that was the answer of the Shmaisa. The Ramban says that the migo is about the money, that this migo over here isn't about the money that's going to occur, but it's about the money that was already collected. The shtar allows to collect new, but the migo was to be machzik the mamon that was already collected. And that was the answer of the Ramban. So what's the nafkamina between the Tosfos and the Ramban? If both we said that the nafkamina would be if both chovos were malve baal peh, but there was no shtar. Tosfos would say that he's not neman because it would be a migal lahotzi, and if there's no shtar, there was never any muhzakos to change it into a migal lahachzik, right? If there's no shtar, there's no chazaka, and therefore there would be no migal lahachzik to take place over here. The Ramban would say that no, because it is a migal lahachzik based on the smal v'al peh, whether there was a shtar or not, and therefore it would still be a situation of a migal lahachzik in this situation. Okay. Very good. We'll stop here.